Okay, so we're going to pick up the column of bays. Just go to the end of the last piece again. The Gemara presented a question: do you mention Chanukah in Musaf? You say Elanisim and Musaf. There's no inyan of Musaf on Chanukah, so maybe there's no inyan of mentioning it in Musaf. Musaf is a special tefillah for Rosh Chodesh or for Shabbos, so there's no need to mention Elanisim in that. Or there's a mitzvah to mention it on the day, and since this is part of the thrills of the day, it should be mentioned. So the more attempted to bring a parallel to the question of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Maftir. The more said it's not exactly a comparison. There's no union of Maftir Rosh Chodesh at all in mentioning it in Haftarah. What about the case of Yom Tov? They used to lane twice a Haftarah on Shabbos, once in the morning and once by Mincha. And you only mention Yom Tov in the morning and not by Mincha, because they only did that on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So that would be a good parallel.
If you
It seemed to be that the Chazal used to, this was part of the learning Seder in the afternoon, was to read from the, actually it was from Tzuvin. But the Mor said that that's not the Halacha, but the Halacha is like Rishon and Levi. I'm just going through this last piece of Gemara, which I think we did it again. I wasn't sure whether we finished it or not. So the Halacha is not like these ideas which he said. So Rashi says the Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say that you don't mention Chanukah. Rav Yehuda says you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Maftir, and Rav Athaliah and Rav you don't mention Rav Masna and Rav you don't mention Yom Tov in the Maftir by Mincha. Rashi is going to pass like any of that, which means according to Rashi you mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftarah. So he says that's not true. We do pass like Rav Gittel on that point. You do mention Shabbos in Nila, because four tefillahs of the day of Yom Kippur, there's four in the day, besides Maariv, Shachar, Musaf, Mincha, Nila. So you mention Shabbos in all of them. I think that's where we got to. Marta, Hilchosa, Kirushim, and Levi, Pasach, Kirushim, and Levi, that you say it. The Kamalon Hikles of Kerova, we pass them like Rova. The Merova, Yom Tov Shechaldi, Yisper Shabbos, Shliach Tzibur, Hayar, Lichnei Ateva, Arvis, and the Tzarek Lahaskosh of Yom Tov. Friday night, which is also Yom Tov, in the Birchas Mein Sheva, which you say Friday night, then you say Vayechulu, and then you say the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then Magen Avos. So, in that at the end, we add no from the Kadesh HaShabbos, even though it's Yom Tov night. You don't need to mention Yom Tov in the Bracha. Shemoli Shabbos, Ein Shiach Tzibur Yerod, Arvis, Yom Tov. There's no inyan of going to the Omid and saying this Tzidur HaShatz type of thing. Yom Tov night, it's only Friday night, so there's no need to mention Yom Tov in the Bracha. So you see that we don't say, well, today's Yom Tov, so whatever you mention. So why should you mention Shabbos in the Ilah, according to that thought process? So that's the more astira. It's the more answer. No, it's not a good comparison. It's not a kasha because they're not similar. The truth is, this is not a tefillah which even Shabbos really needs. It's not a Shabbosic tefillah. It wasn't a tefillah that was niskan because of Shabbos. It was an issue of Sakana. They want, because of the Sakana issue, their base manager was outside of the city. People came late. If they wouldn't have these extra tefillahs, we're afraid that the tzibur would leave these people which came late to finish their davening, they'd have to come back on their own. That was not safe. And apparently, this was an issue which they worried about Friday night. But they didn't have the same problem when it came to Yom Tov. People weren't coming late. on Yom Tov. I don't know. So the Tekana was because of that, not because of that. So we left the Tekana, whatever the Tekana was. It was a Friday night issue. But the Tefillahs of the day of Yom Kippur include Ne'ilah, and that includes Shabbos, if it's Shabbos. Zok Rashi, Kuchol HaNishmaitza, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Gidl, Rav Atavuye, Avo Ketvila Achas, Kachaberta, Lechol Dover, Dvar Yom, a master. You don't hold like these ideas that you don't mention, so you mention Chanukah in Musaf, and you mention Rosh Chodesh in Haftarah according to Rashi, and you mention Yom Tov and Haftarah by Mincha. So Rav Lehaska Shal Shabbos, even though there's no tefillah nila on Shabbos, but now it's Shabbos and you're davening, so you have to mention Shabbos. It says fourth, it's not mentioned, not including the tefillah of Arvis. It's referring to the tefillahs which you're saying in the day of the actual day of Yom Kippur, the day portion of Yom Kippur. So you say four tefillahs. He's davening what we call the bracha main sheva. So that tefillah he mentions Shabbos and not Yom Tov. The shuls were not in the settled place. During the week they were busy. They were daven arv at home. They wouldn't come to shul. They were able to come to shul. The choshu and chazal were concerned. The people that didn't come so quickly. Mishar Nachra Tefillah, didn't necessarily Rashi says it, didn't say they came like this, didn't come early, didn't come quickly. Mishar Nachra Tefillah, and then they would still have to wait after everybody else finished Tefillah, they were still davening. Kacharichu Tefillahs Hatzibur, therefore they extended Tefillahs Hatzibur. And apparently this concern wasn't a concern when it came to Yom Tov. Therefore, there was no need to mention Yom Tov in it. The Mishnah said that you can't use chelev and alyo. Then Nachum Madi said you can light the chelev mevushal, and Nachum say echad mevushal, but shein mevushal even likin by. So Mar says kasha Nachum hanu Tanakama. Tanakama says there's no way you can use it, and that's what Nachum is saying. I don't care whether it's cooked or not, whether it's been rendered or not rendered. You can't use it. We had before on Chaval Hamanal, Bruno Marav said that if you mix a little bit of oil, of acceptable oil in, that permits it. So there's Machlokas, that point, whether that's true or not, is Machlokas within the Tanakam and the Chachamim. One of them says that adding in the acceptable oil will make it permissible, and one says not. So you add a little bit of olive oil, does it permit it or not? So according to one, it's mutter, one it's not. Well, let me say, it's not clear which one of the two, it's not been designated, who says, there's no indication, that's what I'm looking for, no indication which one says which. There is a crash. Mushal and Mahusak are the same thing. So you can't use anything. He permits it through mixing in a little bit of oil. It's not clear which one of the Tanakama or the Chachamim is one which permits it and one which does not permit it. Okay, so the Mishnah. Emelik Hashem Sefer b'Yom Tov. You can't use Shem and Sefer in Yom Tov. The more I can explain, Shem and Sefer is Shuma, oil which is from has been designated as truma, and now became tomei. So the lacha, you have to burn it. So you can't light with that on Yom Tov. So in the case where Yom Tov comes out to be Erev Shabbos, you want to light the neiros for Shabbos, or you're lighting neiros on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, you can't use Shem and Sefer. You cannot use itron. What's the English word for it?
It's a clear oily residue of pitch.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Like we had before, it was a psult of the zivsa. Let me tell you. It was you can't use light with it. There's an English word for it, a better word for it than that. Okay, and the Kavod HaShabbos, because the Kavod HaShabbos, it has a very bad odor. Chama say it's permitted. They permit any type of oil, shemen shumshumin, sesame seed oil, shemen agoizim, the different types of nuts, shemen snoinas, oil from radish oil, shemen dogim, fish oil, shemen pakuas, gourd oil, bitrun, they permit bitrun of a neft. Neft is naphtha. You have to use shemen tzatz. Shemen Sefer, Shemen Shal Chuma, Tumeya, Mugur Mefarsh Tavim. The Gemara explains why, what's wrong with Shemen Chuma, Tumeya. Shemel Emer, B'Shabbos, you can't lie B'Ijan, Sulta the Zivsim, Nei Kvar HaShabbos, Rechav Rat spells bad. Shemen Shum Shemin, Maskana the Milsa the Chomim, this is all the continuation of the Chachamim. Snoin is the Snoin, radishes, Shemen Dogim, Mekarbe Dogim, Shinamuchu. So you take the insides of the dogim and they would process them down, and you would make it into an oil. That was a fat. Bakuas is the last midbori, a wild gourd. Neft is min shereich raz, shemen min shemen shereich raz. Also spells bad. Min shere yuma. Balim the neft. I remember loy to the atzmo chashen adam rech lasayu. We have to measure the neft. People will tell them, do it yourself. We don't want to help you. It's too smelly. Okay, my time. Why can't you use Malikan Shemin Sefer? Why can't you use Shemin Sefer B'Yom Tov? So Fish ain't serving culture B'Yom Tov. In other words, the question is predicated on the fact that it's Mutter B'Hanoa. It's Mutter B'Hanoa. The Gemara is going to prove on Chaf Hei Man Aleph. That even though you must destroy it, you're allowed to benefit from as you're destroying it. You're allowed to benefit from the heat and the light. So what's the problem? So our answer is the fish ain't serving kachem yom. We know there's a law that if carbon becomes puzzle, becomes nicer. So you can't just a lot in the midst of to burn it. So you cannot do that burn even though you're allowed to light fires in yom tiv, but you can't burn it on yom tiv. Tosis asked the question, I mentioned to you, we had this before, that over there, you cannot have any benefit from it while you're burning it. So you're burning only the tzarech of the mitzvah, the tzarech of hekdish, not the tzarech of the hedyot, the person at all. So Chazal say that the heter of burning a fire in Yom Tov is only if the person is getting some type of benefit out of it. Fine. Okay, so you might think maybe the mitzvah should allow it. No, the mitzvah doesn't allow it. But over here, forget about the mitzvah. The person is benefiting from it, so why can't he light it? So Tosfos brings from the Rivoah. The Rivoah says that since you can't get any benefit from it at all, other than that you have mitzvah to burn it, and while you're burning it, you're allowed to use it, you benefit from it. So it's not called you're lighting it, it's your benefit. So you're lighting it, it's the mitzvah. And then agav the mitzvah, along with the mitzvah, you're getting benefits. So your ikur kavana is the tzarech the mitzvah. So that's if you cannot be matzah to light for the tzarech of the mitzvah, you cannot light based on the fact you're getting a benefit from it, because that's a secondary usage. I said, but there's a heter for lighting. The reason why you're allowed to light in Erev Shabbos on Yom Tov is because you need light, not because you're doing a mitzvah. You're not a light because of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are not doing a Yom Tov. You're allowed to light on Yom Tov because you're benefiting from the light. The Moshul. This is a question which comes up. Nowadays you have electric lights. You're getting zero benefit from the light. What is the heter to light in Erev Yom Tov on Shabbos? The other round, Ner Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right? It's Erev Shabbos, and you want to light your Ner, what's the Heter? So the Pesukim said the Heter is because they add a certain beauty to the table, so in some way it's enhancing your table, so it's Mutter. So again, the Heter is because some way you're getting a benefit from it. It would just be simply Mitzvah, you get no benefit from it. So said a person, you know, he puts it off to the side. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos on a footnote says maybe, you know, you should try and do it, in, you know, if possible, you can do it in a way where you are benefit in a place where it's, you know, not you know, it's, if you can set your timer that the electric light shouldn't be on then and you're getting benefit from it, it would be better. You know, they have these, you know, now you can set your timer to go on and off, you know, very... There's a machlokes in Beya. We spoke about this again in the second parak. Whether Tzarchus Shabbos and Nasim B'Yom Tov or not. There's a machlokes. Well, it's a machlokes in Pesachim, really. I'm sorry. We didn't really learn it. It's Pesachim, Bathman, Zion, Memches. Whether Tzarchus Shabbos and Nasim B'Yom Tov or not. The Ikur Pesach is that Tzarchus Shabbos are not Nasim B'Yom Tov. Mishabur comes out. Like Rosh Hashanah was told that you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So we cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. There's a heter called hoyol. Hoyol means that there's some benefit you get. You have a potential benefit getting it for Yom Tov. If guests would come, you could use it for Yom Tov. Therefore, to cook food on Yom Tov in a way you cannot use it on Yom Tov would not be edible by the time Yom Tov is over. You know, Shabbos comes and Yom Tov ends. According to that opinion, would be in the rice. So an Erev Tefillin wouldn't help you for that because Erev Tefillin takes away these the rabbanon, not the rice. So that was the more in Beya. The more says, so what's the purpose of the Erev Tefillin? Erev Tefillin is mechalikus in the Gemara. Either its purpose is to remind you to not forget about your Tzarchei Shabbos and all your busy Yom Tov preparations. So this way you started preparing something for Shabbos, a reminder be a reminder to also prepare for Shabbos. And what was the other sheet over there? And the other sheet was covered Yom Tov. Not the covered Shabbos, it was a covered Yom Tov. I forgot how that works. But that was the machlokes over there. I forgot the second sheet. So if you hold Tzarchus Shabbos and not Nasim but Yom Tov, when you're lighting on Yom Tov, just because later on you'll have benefit on Shabbos from it, it's a problem. You don't want to light a fire on if a person would look at near Shabbatola, we had in the second paragraph over there in Bay, it's also. In there, which you have no usage at all for it, Stam, just lighting, is also. So it's a question over here, but you are benefiting. Their question was they were benefiting from it, but that was a secondary usage compared to the purpose of lighting for the mitzvah. So that's still awesome. Okay, so how do you know that ain't suffering kachem and yom tov? Where does that come from? Maybe you are allowed to burn kachem and yom tov. I'm a chizkiah, but can't tell the base chizkiah. We have a quote from Chizki, we also have from his Talmidim, that they said, Amar Krua, V'lo Sassir B'menu Ad Boiker, Pasuk in my Latin, Parshas Boi, last week's Parsha, V'lo Sassir B'menu Ad Boiker, V'lo Sassir B'menu Ad Boiker, V'esh Yisrael. don't leave over to the morning. Those that which is left over to the morning, you burn. Now it's already said, don't leave over to the morning. Why does it say twice? Don't leave over to the morning, and that which you leave over to the morning. I mean, obviously, we're talking about that which it said, don't leave over to the morning. So the word boker is twice. Sheitam alamer ad boker. So the phrase ad boker twice is extra. Matam alamer ad boker. What's the language of now the lashon of ad boker? It says lo simimenu ad boker, v'hanu simimenu ve'ish zorfa. Don't leave over to the morning. And you leave over to the and if you leave over, you should burn it. So what is ad boker a second time? So because of lithan loy boker shein in this refasa, and you read it that don't leave over the Karm Pesach until the morning. And that which is left over, ad boker, till the next morning, you burn it. In other words, you burn it a day after Yom Tov. You wait till the first, that, till the next morning after that, which is going to be the first day of Chol HaMoed. That's
Sounds like it's no sar.
It doesn't become no sar until the second. Well, already said Lusimino Boker, so we can't assume that. I understand, you know, it still would be clearer had you written the other way. So then what's interesting in the passage, seems to indicate that you must burn kachim b'yom. Because why do you have to wait till the next morning? Why do you burn a matzah Yom Tov? What's the problem with burning a matzah Yom Tov? So it's nothing to do with Shabbos Kachim not being derech Yom Tov. It's a specific issue when it comes to Noiser. The mitzvah Noiser is to burn it by day. The which day, not the night, it's a lach of not even by day, it's a lach of burning it specifically the next morning. So I wouldn't extrapolate that to the halachas of burning chumba. So Tosfos says, the mitzvah of it's not to do with specifically the matzah yom, it's to do with specifically do it by day. So there's a mitzvah to burn kachim dafka by day if possible. So then lighting on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you're lighting by day, but which come out according to that. But lighting on Yom Tov night, which you want to light on Yom Tov night, you want to light Truma Tameya, you would have another problem of because you can't burn it by at night. Then you have to burn it only by day. Okay, that is Chizkiya's source for Ein Tovim Kachim Yom Tov. Abaya Omer Amar Ko Elash Shabbos v'Shabbatoy. You have the vorim left over from Erev Yom Tov, so you can't. Their mitzvah of there's a mitzvah to burn them, but that belonged to a different day. And now it comes Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you want to take those avorim and put them on the mizbeach to burn. You're allowed to put them up on the mizbeach the day that you shech them and the following night, normally. But if the person would shech an Erev Yom Tov, or the Kohanim would process the Korban Erev Yom Tov, and they didn't get the different parts of the animal onto the mizbeach, by the time Yom Tov starts, you can't put it on the mizbeach. Because it's Iker Mzman of mitzvah of putting on the mizbeach belonged to the previous day. So Baya says, I think the same thing should be true. If you have something which is posel, which is a mitzvah to burn it, that's a mitzvah to burn, which doesn't really belong to this day, so that you can't be doing it on the day of Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rava says the source is Omer Kroa, also from last week's parasha. Says, who levad...
put it on before you. We put a chili pot on it.
say like a piece of meat cooking on the fire, it was kept going.
That's not a problem. So here the problem was they sheft an animal, you put the blood on his back, the whole thing. Now you take the parts of the animal, you put it on his back, the bird. He didn't do it till, so normally on a weekday, he could put it up on his back the day that he shefts it, and the following night. He didn't get this onto the Mizbeach yet. Now it's Friday night. He's allowed to take it and put it on the Mizbeach, to burn on the Mizbeach. So he cannot do that on Shabbos. He cannot do that on Yom. Even though it's a mitzvah to put it on the Mizbeach, he can't do it on Yom. Okay. So Rava says, Omer Kroh, Hu levado ye yoseh lochem. It says, Ach asher ye yochel lochol nefesh, that which is the purpose of human consumption, is that the only things which you can do, hu levado yosalachem, only these things. Sudashan, there's the word hu, it means it and not something else, and levado only is again it and not something else. So there's two phrases over here which are excluding something, exclusive, exclusionary. Hu v'lemachshir. So the first thing is that ochel nefesh is doicha yamtiv. But the machshirim of Echol Nefesh are not the Echol Yom Tov. You know, the person needs to shecht an animal, so you ought to shecht an animal on Yom Tov, but the knife is not, he needs to process, fix the knife. So he wants to fix the shechita knife in order to shecht. So that's a machshirin Echol Nefesh, it's not the regular Echol Nefesh, it's a machshirin. So that's awesome. Levadoi, it's coming to exclude Mila Shalab Bismano Dasa Bakavakar. We had an argument to say that Mila should be Daicha Yamtiv. Even Mila Shalab Mila Bismana is Daicha Yamtiv. Mila Shalab Bismana should also be Daicha Yamtiv based on the Kavakar, which Rashi is going to quote what the Kavakar is. And still, the Pasuk is coming to tell you that no, that we're not for the Kavakar. I would use the Kavakar to tell you that it is Daicha Yamtiv. So the pasuk says levado to tell me that it's not daicha yam. So a mitzvah which is not does not have a designated time, it must be done at this moment, specifically on this day of Yom Tov, is not daicha yam. So psulei kodshim which don't have to be burnt specifically on this day, so cannot be daicha yam. Ravashi Amar, so that's the third source. Rashi Yomer says, the Yom Tov, it says Shabbos Son. All of the Yom Tov, besides the Isser where the Torah says, do not do Malach on them, it also says Shabbos Son, which is you must rest on them. Asay. So Yom Tov is a Lois Asay, and an Asay. Rabbala Yom Tov Asay, a Lois Asay. And we know, Vein Asay, Doicho Es Lois Asay, Vasay. Yom Tov is an Isra Lav and an Isra Asay. The mitzvah of burning Kodshim is only an Asay. We have a rule that Asay is Doicha Lois Asay, and Asay can push away a Lois Asay, but Asay cannot push away a Lois Asay and an Asay against it on the other side. So there are four reasons why you cannot burn Kodshim and Yom Tov. And the more is saying, so that similarly, you cannot burn the shemen of Shruma, which is Tomei, on Yom Tov either. Zakr Hashim, not immediately. The Ein Sofer, how do we know the Loch is Ein Sofer and Kachem and Yom Tov? The Eloi Mamayat Lokroa, if there's no source to tell me that you cannot do it, Isan Lememer, we should have said, let the assay of Eish Yisrael come. V'yitchel es lois assay kol malacha, and shudeicha the lav of lois assay kol malacha. So the Chizkiya says it says Shein Tamar Advaikir Zimnachrit. It says it a second time. Ella, you could have said, "Well, no, Simmerman, no, Eish Yisrael." Doksibad Berker Beration says, "Don't leave over to the morning. If you do, leave over." Burn it. So the second words at Berker are extra. Berker sheni. Shechal l'shem. You wait till the next morning. Okay, mashma. But in a certain manner, the Berker bishah. al berkeshenu hamtinu v'tisrafei. Wait till the next morning and then burn it. Abaya says, Elis Chol cannot be Deich HaShabbos HaYom. Going, Eivori Tomei Shal Erev Yom Tov, Shal Hukterum Yibayjan. You have the different Eivorim, which is the different parts of the Korban Tomei brought on the Erev Yom Tov, and they didn't get it out of the Mizbeach when it's still daylight. So the Korban is kosher without it. They did the Shkita, they did the Kabbalah's Dam, they did the Halacha, they did the Zrika, they did all of that. The Korban is kosher. Now there's a mitzvah to take the parts of the Korban and put on the Mizbech to burn. They didn't do that before Yom Tov. You cannot take them from where they are and put them on the Mizbeach when it once it gets dark and Yom Tov starts. So the Sabayim V'kolshke and Koshim Tzulim. So if that's true, obviously Kajim Sulim, which don't have to be done now, you cannot burn. Both have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is not Deich Yom Tov. Rabbi says, Hu levadoi, kroy you say, Nino, those are extra words. The matzah mitzvah, ach, asher yeochel l'chol nefesh, yosel l'chem, that which is for, you can't do any malacha, but that which is for the purpose of human consumption is mutter. That's all I had to say. What's the words hu levadoi? Siddarshan hu v'loi machshirin. Machshirin hu echol, that which you need to do to make the food be prepared. Growing lots of shvoid, do you want to make a spit to roast it? V'sakon or a knife? V'tanu v'kirayim or different types of ovens to bake it? You can't build a taner on Yom Tov in order to cook in order to bake your food. Machshirin. Levadoi. It's coming to tell me that Mila Shalai Bismana is not Deicha Shabbos or Yom. Why do I need to exclude? Why would I think that it is Deicha? Diloi Mate Krop, because of the Pasuk, did not exclude it. Asa B'Kal B'Chemer. Tithi, I would have a Kal B'Chemer which would tell me that it would be Deicha. And this is mentioned in the Perek Reb Eliezer, like the Perek later on, we start with Reb Eliezer. There are two Perekim start with Reb Eliezer. One of them is that's why it's always referred to in the modern vernacular, Reb Eliezer de Mila. Reb Eliezer discusses the lachos of Mila. The Achit Tanya Hasa, the more brings a price. We should make the following thought process. We know tzaraas, matzaraas shadeches avoida. The only kind we have available is the kind which has tzaraas. We don't do the avoida. We don't bring the korban tamid because the kind which has tzaraas cannot bring a korban tamid. So tzaraas effectively is more important to us than the avoida of the korbanos. We're not going to allow the avoida of the korbanos. The person's tamid meis, and that's the only kind available. So we bring the korban betumah. Tumas Meis. Tumas Aras, we don't. Okay? And Avodah Dechis is Shabbos. And we know Avodah overrides Shabbos. You bring the Korban Tamid on Shabbos. And we know that Mila Shlomis Man, if there's Tsaras in the Makam of the Mila, there's an alav in the Torah of cutting out the Tsaras. And the Mila overrides that alav of cutting out the Tsaras. And you do the Mila in the Makam where the Tsaras is. Mila Shlomis Man, Deicha Isra. Mila Shabbos Manah overrides the din of Tzaraas. We don't do that in order to make the Kohen Kasher to do a Avodah, but we do that for the purpose of Mila. So if you want to draw your hierarchy, Mila is more important than Tzaraas, which is more important than Avodah, which is more important than Shabbos. So Mila for sure should be Deich HaShabbos. Right? Hachitanya Hosea, Mila Deich HaShabbos Tzaraas, Bein Bezmanah, Bein Shalai Bezmanah, Riala Flamikroi. Mila is Deicha Tzaraas, whether it's Mila Bezmana, whether it's Mila Shalom Bezmana. Well, Shabbos, Shenidchis B'Pnei Avoida, Shabbos, which is overridden by Avoida, Eino Din Shetein, Mila Shalom Bezmana, Deicha Oysa, shouldn't Mila Shalom Bezmana be Deicha Shabbos? So Mila Shalab, even Mila Shalab is Manu, not on the eighth day, should be Derech HaShabbos. Therefore, also Levado, therefore Rava says the word Levado came, Lafuke to exclude me HaKavacharmer, the Lord Tidrish, you don't make this Kavacharmer. Okay, so what do you see? The Mela Shemina, you know, so we can derive from this. The Mitzvah She'ein B'Zmana Kavua, a mitzvah which is not a set time, you can do it the next day. It's not Derech HaShabbos or Yom Tov. But within Shabbos Kachim Tameim, so Shabbos Kachim Tameim also is not Derech HaYom Tov. Rav Ashi says, Asehu, the Mashma Shvois, but you must desist and cease from Malacha. Then I say, the Be'esh Tisoifu, the mitzvah Asehu, burning it, Derech HaYom Tov, it will not be Derech HaYom Tov, the Hua Loisa Asehu Asehu, which is a Loisa Asehu, and Asehu. So Rashi then raises the question, which Tosis points out. One second, what's the problem? You're not. It's not a case of essay dochalus. Essay. You're allowed to burn fire on yomtiv. Hold on. Boris sharikoshim shein enemyem nesorim gamzu lo yotzim in a klal. Once other kashim, which you may not benefit from, then the only the way you're to do that is through the essay. Cannot be the chayyamta. So this, which is a form of the say of burning kachim, cannot be better than the other ones and be the chayyamta. Now you're going to have to understand that the other, and that's a very simple answer. And I say can't be the chalos. I say. So seemingly the other. Amaroyim held that Yom Tov is not called an Aseh. The mitzvah, the language of Shabbaton is not a command shvois. Right? So according to them, there's no Aseh. There's only a Loisa Aseh. So let the Aseh be the Derech of the Loisa Aseh. And the answer is because of whatever the drasha that you have, you know, whatever drasha we had before. But then Tosfos raised the question over here. So then maybe we should derive from here a cloud that an Aseh can't be the Derech of the Loisa Aseh, according to them. Let's flip it around and say, I see essay is not Derech HaLoisa Aseh. So why don't we have a whole sugya of almost how many essay is Derech HaLoisa Aseh, and we should learn out from here that essay is not Derech HaLoisa Aseh. So the text over here raises the question, why don't you say that? But okay.